Georgia is also one of 34 states holding Senate races this year. Depending on who wins the presidency, Democrats need to pick up just one or two seats to get back control of the Senate. But they will probably have to look beyond Georgia. Pollsters expect a Republican to win the seat conservative Democrat Zell Miller is vacating with his retirement. For trenchant analysis of this and other key Senate races, we turn to NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Ken, these Republicans are pretty sure they're going to win Zell Miller's seat. The primary's on Tuesday. Who are the Republicans who are running?
Georgia is clearly the best seat for the Republicans this year for a pickup. There are three Republicans running. Johnny Isaacson, he's a congressman who replaced Newt Gingrich in the Atlanta suburbs in 1999. Isaacson actually ran for governor and lost to Zell Miller in 1990. A moderate conservative. Some conservatives say he's not conservative enough. And that's really basically the issue in the Republican primary on Tuesday. He has two opponents, another conservative, Congressman Mac Collins, and Herman Cain, who's African-American, the former founder of the Godfather pizza chain, are both running. They both say that Isaacson is not sufficiently conservative. In other words, for one example, Johnny Isaacson is opposed to abortion except for three conditions: rape, incest, and health of the mother. Mm-hmm. The two other Republican candidates are opposing him. The only exception they say for abortion, it should be life of the health of the mother.
Uh-huh. No chance that the Democrats can win that Zell Miller seat or retain it?
Well, you know, no chance that that Howard Dean is going to lose a Democratic nomination for president. You know, who knows? But no, it's been trending very Republican lately. Republicans picked up the governorship for the first time since Reconstruction 2 years ago. They also picked up the other Senate seat of Max Cleland. Republicans look very strong in that state.
Where else are the Democrats vulnerable, Ken?
Well, clearly elsewhere in the South. You know, along with Zell Miller, you have four other Democrats retiring in the South. You have Fritz Hollings leaving in South Carolina, John Edwards in North Carolina, John Breaux in Louisiana, Bob Graham in Florida. That's where Republicans are looking to make their best gains because the Democrats are leaving their seats. If the Democrats are going to win control in the Senate, they've got to retain those seats in the South, and that's going to be trouble for them. Also, one Democratic seat that they're nervous about is Tom Daschle in South Dakota. You know, a national figure, but again, it's a very Republican state. Bush won the state with 60% 4 years ago, and he will probably do very well in November again.
Yeah, and now what about the Republicans? Where are their vulnerabilities?
Clearly, the worst state for the Republicans is Illinois. That's the seat that Peter Fitzgerald is giving up. Barack Obama, who will be the keynote speaker at the Democratic convention, also African-American, is expected to win that seat handily. He would be the third black senator since Reconstruction. Democrats are very high on his chances. But there are other seats as well. Colorado, where Ben Nighthorse Campbell, the Republican incumbent, is retiring. Democrats are very hopeful about winning that seat. Also, in Alaska, next month, there's a primary. Lisa Murkowski is a senator who was appointed by her father. Mm. He was a senator who became governor, appointed her, his daughter, to succeed him. Mm. And Republicans are very nervous about losing that seat. She has a strong conservative opponent in the August primary.
Now, in Massachusetts, if John Kerry wins the presidency, what happens to that Senate seat?
Well, that's a great question, because the way the law stands right now, the governor, who is a Republican, Mitt Romney, would appoint a successor, but the Democrats in the legislature control the legislature overwhelmingly, are slated to pass a bill that would force a new election. It would take the appointment out of Mitt Romney's hands. It would cause a new election like 3 months after the vacancy of John Kerry's seat, should he win. Interestingly enough, the Democrats hate the thought of an appointment, but basically Ted Kennedy owes his seat to the appointment, because when John Kennedy was elected president, he had to give up a Senate seat. Ted Kennedy was not old enough to have that Senate seat in 1962. He had to wait for 2 years.
Wow, it was a while ago. And finally, Ken, we need a drum roll for this, please. Not to put you on the spot or anything, but we need a prediction from you, please, on the makeup of the Senate in the 109th Congress.
You know that a lot has to do with what the course of events between now and November 2nd. Obviously, if there are any Bush or Kerry coattails, that may make a difference, too. But the way I look at it right now, that it looks like I think the Democrats will pick up two seats, Illinois and Alaska. But I think Republicans will pick up two seats as well, Georgia and South Carolina. And so there may be one or two seats going the other way. In other words, in the 109th Congress, the Senate will stay in Republican hands.
Wow. And remember, you heard it here first, friends, from NPR political editor Ken Rudin.
Thank you, Susan.